The church is still one foundation. I caught you. My Savior Jesus asked me when I returned to this continuum if I'll find a Christian scholar, if I'll find someone who has conceptually been able to conceive of the idea of Christhood, not based on the establishment, but based on the recognition of the inevitability of perfection. Okay? I'm appearing with you now within this slow continuum of time. Okay? It's a moment of darkness. Remember in the scripture, and I'm reading scripture here, all right, that somehow you divide up conceptually in your mind concerning a fundamental denial that power is of the mind and has nothing to do with the formulations of objective associations of light that heretofore corresponded your idea of this continuum. So I'm speaking to you right there. Will you practice this with me? I'm going to offer you a communication within your own concepts, okay? Not in regard to what you think your concepts are with yourself, but only with the necessity that the self that is organizing the associations within your own mind in order to justify your idea of separation through the message of this scripture can utilize a light power in self-recognition, okay, through a lucidity of a process of an acknowledgement that there's a whole universe out there, and that the perspective of his human condition was so limited in the factoring of the power of light that in a very real sense, he wasn't seeing anything. You listen with me. This is from Jesus, and this is my instruction. I can take the scripture that Jesus offers you and show you that any scripture or an idea of a formulation of time based on the relevance of separation, what you call the Old Testament, or the idea of the establishing of moral values, the idea that within the conflict you search for peace and happiness, the idea that you have in your mind of the inevitability of annihilation of your temporal self that I'm denying you at this moment. This is the scripture, the New Testament of the Savior of this world, who is nothing at all but a cosmic communicator who informs you that once we've established a new relationship with the universe, you will be able to express it within the illusion so that we can formulate evidences through recognition of our own location and communicate out into the universe. It's important that you see that the only thing you've really been afraid of is communication, and that all of the resentment, all of the terror, all of the grievance that you hold against everything, or fundamentally yourself, is your justification for the rage that you feel in not being able to know who you are. Listen, that rage then expresses itself as an aggregation of body form that justifies your attack on yourself. I'm going to try this with you. Since there's nothing outside of your mind, everything that you see there is a form of attack or defense in your own association that expresses your anger. There's a spiritual healing. It's going to take about 3 minutes here. I promised that I would do for a very special angry association who is suffering from cancer. I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to read you a little scripture. Sickness and disease is anger taken out on the body. Once more, your determination to retain that conflict, okay, cannot not define yourself as temporal. And if you are temporal, you will be that body, and you will get sick. Look with me at how important the idea of forgiveness is. All sickness is caused by self-defense. Self-defense cannot not be a justification for fear. Jesus reminds us when he returns here, I am offering you the light and love of your Father. He will say to you, there's nothing to be afraid of. What you have been afraid of is the ordeal of rebirth that you are going to undergo, and which finally you have nothing to say about. This is a required course. The illumination of your mind as you escape from space-time is required. The reason you have nothing to say about it is because in this short 40,000 years, which only lasted for the moment, as we just said, it contains all that you will ever have to know about your old relationships and your future relationships in the single moment of the recognition of each other. in the process of the accumulation of those holy instances, we are made whole. Will the conceptual mind deny that I'm less than 40 days old? Of course. Will it ask me to prove it through my body associations? Yes. Will it ask me what health factors were involved? What I eat, how I sleep, how well I exercise? What do I do in order to maintain the body? My answer is I do nothing to maintain my body. Why would I want to maintain my body when at every single instant I'm nothing but a reassociation of the forms of my own mind that justify the retention of conflict, that justifies my fear and causes me to become sick? Did I just bump the microphone? Can you hear me okay? I didn't mean to disturb you. Okay, so the figures that I saw previously outside of my mind that I shared with my determination to fight my enemy, to love the Lord with my heart and mind, always failed me very simply because I needed a light adjustment that allowed me to recognize my innate capacity through a redefinition of myself that wasn't out in the world. For many of you, all of you initially, the simple message of Jesus, Savior of this world, that you're whole and perfect as you were created, and that you in fact have nothing to say about it, and in fact require an undoing of you in order that you recognize that all of your doings are constitutions of the conflict that you feel within your own mind, are the basis of this scripture. There's a segment that was done by Jesus on the other side that was in the King James Version that came in as the entirety of the recognitionist continuum in about 2341. What year? That's not 300 years from now. Look with me. I didn't mean to do that. Don't be concerned about time. All right. We're coming back into time to increase the frequency of the conversion. Look with me in the light that you're receiving from me now. Practice. I'm an alien here. Look, if you can see me, you don't belong in this continuum. How do you know that? I came with Jesus from outside this continuing, telling you that we can speed up the converting agencies of your own mind, and that in fact the body, flesh that represents hydrogen, carbon, oxygen, the nitrogen field, that you were baptized in the flesh and now must be baptized in the spirit. Those are words from Jesus, but the words will be meaningless to you unless you can see that the light conversion will be contained not only in the universe, the, what we call the macrocosm, cosmic re-identity with the universe, but in the microcosm of the correspondences of the cellular relationship with your body, which as an aggregation of light form is actually a galactic identity that needs to establish extragalactic association. There's a 20-minute segment that I'm going to do of scripture that will be left with this world when I leave. I'm here, how can you measure that? I came here yesterday, I'll be here today, and I'll be leaving tomorrow. Walking around with you now in the recognition of Jesus and his message from this Course in Miracles are those who are simply undergoing this experience. And in the undergoing of this experience, they begin to teach by the factor of the power of their mind the scripture of Jesus. And everyone immediately says, well, you're teaching a 2,000-year-old ancient wisdom scripture, to which you reply, whatever gave you the idea that Jesus would have left you stranded here when ostensibly he's representing your saviorship. The entire scripture of Jesus will say that I will represent your resurrection within this continuum, so that as your minds communicate with each other, you can accept the responsibility for your own saviorship in being born again in this continuum. Okay? This scripture is sacred because you're sacred. This scripture is an ancient wisdom only because you have kept it from yourself. Everything that I will read you in association with our correspondences from this Holy Bible in the next 42 minutes will be all that you ever could, will, and did learn about your individual relationship within your dream of death and your escape from this bondage of space-time. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to associate together through the mind of Jesus in his newfound bright certainty that together we can leave this containment, and that we've discovered the importance of not holding a grievance and defending ourselves within our own minds in order to justify our body formulation. This will be sacred scripture. Listen. Jesus will instruct you from the New Testament. I am your Savior and the Savior of this world. I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. And I will lead you to your home in heaven. I'm teaching you. That's why they call me the master teacher. All humans teach and teach all the time. Your determination to teach yourself a new way to look at yourself are exactly what this scripture is. Because this voice says to you that he's the light of the world. And if that's true, or you accept it fundamentally as true, he's going to instruct you on the manner in which you can come to know of your own perfection. Listen. I am your resurrection and your light. As you come now to believe in me, you will see that you can never die. Look, come and follow me, and we will leave this world forever. Here I am. Next sentence. Let the dead bury the dead. Great scripture. This is all scripture. Never mind about the dead ones. I'm offering you the way, the truth, and the light. You follow me and we'll be leaving here, won't we? I can see that you're beginning to hear it. You could have heard this scripture and did 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, or just yesterday. The act of hearing it within your own mind is what the entirety of your holiness is. Whole and perfect as you were created from the mind of Jesus. Listen. Remember, the kingdom of God is in you and with you forever. You are the light of the world with me. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle nor put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Certainly, as a son of man, you know you must be born again, or you cannot see the reality of your saviorship. Truly I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And I need to have you stop trying to find the solution within this time frame, because it's not here. Be still with me a minute and listen to the scripture and watch it begin to enlighten you so we can leave this place. Stand within this parameter and we'll be gone in a minute. Look. Remember, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Look, our kingdom is not of this world, yet the kingdom of God is with us and is what we are together. Here we go. We are from heaven. No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Look, you are one self with me. We are not separate. We are eternal life. We are one self together in the eternal being of our Creator. I am your heavenly counselor. Call on me and use me. Jesus says, I will stay with you until you resurrect. I'm counseling you. I'm acting as a therapist to justify the wholeness of you rather than the pitiful little idea you have about yourself in association with this world. No wonder you're afraid. Look at you. No wonder you seek counseling in order to continue to justify your own separation. Suddenly, here's Jesus' mind telling you that all power is given unto you in heaven and earth. And you said to me, well, my counselor didn't tell me that before. What did you expect him to tell you? He's a verification of what you want to be within your own mind. And he can't tell you any more than you want to hear within the fabric of your own consciousness. This is the holy scripture of Jesus, which you are beginning to hear. In our Course in Miracles, in the International Association, it's called the Advent of a Great Awakening. I'm reading you this scripture into your ear, and you're going to begin to hear it, and you'll reorganize it in your own associations. Listen. I'm your heavenly counselor. Call on me. Use me. I'll stay with you until your resurrection is complete. The light of the body is the eye. As your eye becomes single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye sees evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. So if the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness going to be? Because it's a reflection of the duality of your mind in association with the correspondence of the death of you. The moment that I'm expressing to you is the light that is represented by your whole association of the icon of your body form. I'm reminded that even up till the time of the King James Version of the Bible, we often showed Jesus with where? An eye in the middle of his forehead. Why? He had found a correspondence within his own mind that allowed him to see clearly the representation of himself outside of himself that then reflected back to himself his own wholeness. If your light be single, I be single, the light of your body will be a part of the converting agency where you'll offer to the brother, your enemy, who turns out to be only within your own mind, the certainty that using his sermon from the mount in this structure of Holy Scripture, you can see that your brother is who you think you are, and that as you undergo the light of the experience of his Christhood, you recognize your own Christhood, and in recognizing it in yourself, you recognize it in your brother. These are whole, holy scriptures. Listen. Look, important. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. You must make up your mind. But you remember this, God is not going to judge you. This is important from Jesus. the idea that you want to serve your fleshy idea of yourself, okay, will cause your destiny of conflict to remain with you. The decision to seek only the solution, not connected to this world, are the offerings of this scripture. Fortunately, at any moment, you can decide in its entirety who you want to serve. Very simply, do you want to serve another death formulation of yourself, or do you want to serve the recognition of the resurrection of the mind of Jesus that's here with you now? The excitement of using the New Testament, okay, that takes the Old Testament of death and pain and loneliness and converts it to a new formulation of your mind based on His resurrection, is an act that we're performing with each other at this time. We have decided to follow His instructions of laying down the defenses of ourself in association with the universe. The moment we lay down our defenses, we discover to our happy surprise that there was nothing to defend ourselves against. We had been attacking ourselves within our own mind. We have discovered through His teaching that the place in time where we were located had denied us access to His message of conversion in the recognition that the power of our minds to see ourselves as whole and perfect was available to us. As a master teacher of God, by my own revelation, by my return from out of time momentarily in the contingencies of speeding up time in our identities, I'm standing here now with a form of body identity that you can recognize within your own mind as an alteration of your mind if you will do so. It's the expression of the miracle that we share, beginning with self-recognition, and as Jesus would say, your admission that through His revelation, through His, what you would call resurrection of body, you will see yourself as whole and perfect. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll read just a little bit more about the scripture. What an exciting prospect that you'll be able to download this anytime you want in the secret of your own procedure of conversion, having nothing to do with the world. You can recognize that the image of me is in your mind, offering you a solution through Jesus. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go because God is the mind with which we are thinking and recognizing each other. God bless us, everyone. Stand by. Here we are. There's no one to judge us but ourselves. We can't rely on anything outside of there in order to justify our conflict and pain. Okay? In the scripture, it's going to say that God does not judge. What a spectacular idea that the entire creating source of all reality is not going to judge us, but has left judgments to us since He can't take away from us our idea of separation. But He can empower us through the Christ mind to make a new decision about what we want to be. Holy Scripture together. Listen. God does not judge. He has committed all judgment unto the Son. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. Are you listening to me? All power is given unto you on earth and in heaven. All you have to do is decide that you really want it. What a divine idea. Ask and it'll be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. Trust me, the employment of that power in the dedication to love and forgive are what the Scripture says. Listen. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. I have given you the keys to the kingdom. They are in your mind and in your heart. Look, there is no death. The Son of God is free. It is best that you judge not, that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you met, it shall be measured to you again. One of the most extraordinary ideas in this Scripture. If all of the power is in your mind through this Scripture, and I assure you that it is, everything you judge will come back to you accordingly. If your brother is guilty, so are you. If he suffers pain and loneliness, so do you. If you judge him as being superior, inferior, better, worse, all of your ideas about yourself are not true, because the entirety of the justice of eternal love is with you to recognize through your own whole mind the certainty of your escape from this burden of time offered to you in this Scripture. Because the brother that's out there that you are judging is very simply an idea you have about yourself. And through this message, I can tell you that you're wrong. Who you think you are is not true. The beautiful expression of my Savior Jesus in his Course in Miracles, based on this Scripture in its entirety, say very simply that the fleshy man you identify yourself within your own consciousness is not who you are, and further, it's a decision that you have made. Listen just a little bit more. Whatever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You've heard it's been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. I say to you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite you on your right cheek, turn to him the other one too. After all, you're doing it to yourself. You have heard that it's been said you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Why? Blessed are you for being merciful, for you shall obtain mercy. And blessed are you who are pure in heart, for you shall see God. Here's the first and great commandment: that you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And the second is like the first: you love your neighbor as yourself, because your neighbor is yourself. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. You are and will always be as you were created. So who is Jesus saying you are? He says, you're going to repeat with me this, and I'm going to subject you to what, 14 minutes left?
10.
We only have 10 minutes left in the idea that I'm reading to you Holy Scripture. I'm to digress momentarily to holy conveyance of the necessity for you to accept the responsibility of your own saviorship within your own mind. The Scripture that I'm reading you from what you think is 2,000 years ago, look, is exactly as current and relevant in its totality at this moment as it was then and will be 1,000 years from now. Very simply, because he has taught us that the power of decision is ours to make. And he further told us that the power is given to us in earth and heaven, and that we are whole and perfect as we were created, and that it requires a revelatory reassociation within our own minds to show that to us. Say to me, I'm the Holy Son of God Himself. I'm waiting. Now listen to this scripture. Here's your declaration of release from the bondage of the world. Look, and here as well is all the world released. You don't see what you've done. This is directly from Jesus, by giving to the world the role of jailer to the Son of God. What could it be but vicious and afraid, fearful of shadows, punitive and wild, lacking all reason, blind and insane with hate? Sounded like a description of your human condition. Here's Jesus saying, what have you done to deserve this? This is not who you are, who you persist in believing you are based on what the world told you. I am appearing, Jesus said, to tell you that this is not your home. We made a mistake. Your home is back in heaven. Listen. What have you done that this should be your world? What have you done that this is what you see? Look, you deny your own identity, and this is what remains. You look on chaos and proclaim it as yourself. There's no sight that fails to witness this to you. There's no sound that does not speak of frailty within you and without. No breath you draw that does not seem to bring you nearer death, and no hope you hold but will dissolve in tears. Deny your own identity and you will not escape the madness which induced this weird, unnatural, and ghostly thought that mocks creation. Deny your own identity and you assail the universe alone without a friend, a tiny particle of dust against the legions of your enemies. Listen, deny your own identity and you look on evil and sin and death and watch despair snatch from your fingers every scrap of hope, leaving you nothing but the wish to die. But the wish to die will not be successful. You're not going to be successful at the idea that you can die. Look with me at this. Here's the scripture again. The uniqueness of you in your denial contains the uniqueness of the certainty of you, since the scripture says both the evil part of you and the loving part of you is contained wholly in yourself. Do you see that? Here's a continuation of that scripture from the New Testament. Listen. And the second is like unto it, you should love your neighbor as yourself. Be you therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. You are and will always be as you were created. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I have prepared a place for you. I have come again and received you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also, and where I go, you know, and the way that you know very well. Truly I say to you, you've come to believe on me and the works that I do. And now, greater works will these than you do, because I go to my Father. What a lovely idea. You've accepted the very fundamental premise that you're the Savior of the world. You brought this world with you when you came, all right? And now walking with you is your own resurrection. Walking with you is yourself identified as your whole self, rather than the miserable little self that you thought you were, that is being proclaimed by this world in separation and denied by the new mind of you that's emerging now based on this scripture. Listen. One holy thought like this and you are free. You are the Holy Son of God Himself. And with this holy thought, you learn as well that you have freed the world. You have no need to use it cruelly and then perceive this savage need in it. You set it free of your own imprisonment. You will not see a devastating image of yourself walking the world in terror, with the world twisting in agony because your fears have laid the mark of death upon its heart. Look, be glad today how very easily is hell undone. You need but tell yourself, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. I cannot suffer. I cannot be in pain. I cannot suffer loss, nor fail to do all that salvation asks. Isn't that lovely? You cannot fail to do all that salvation asks. This combination of scriptures is pleasing Jesus very much. It's a great privilege for me to be allowed to teach you directly from the source of all reality, within the containment of this continuum, the truth of what you are, that you know perfectly well in your mind and heart. You know me perfectly well. I am a scripture reader, come to reassociate your ideas of the objective separation with the scripture in the truth of the message of our Savior, which is fundamentally your acceptance of your own whole divine, unyielding to the idea of separation mind that allows you through his mind to pursue reality and discover to your amazement that it was always here available to you at this time and place. Listen to how he expresses it in his New Testament. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Go ahead and ask anything in my name and I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. I have prayed the Father, and he has given you another Comforter who abides with you forever. He is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. Listen carefully to this. You have ears to hear. Hear it now. It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. But to the world it is not given. You now understand with your hearts and are converted, and I have healed you. Many prophets and righteous men have desired to see these things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear these things which you hear and have not heard them. Why? What you fear is nothing. There is nothing to fear. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak you in light. And what you hear in the ear, that preach you upon the housetops. What an amazing idea that you're beginning to hear the idea that as you change your mind, this world will change. Remember the teaching? You're the Holy Son of God Himself. Perhaps you, if you like, can admit that you had a moment of amnesia. There's an idea in your mind for just a moment you were separate. We call that sin. The idea that you could have been separated from the entirety of your holy self. And of course, it's not true. There's no way you can be separate. This message from the Savior of this world, through the conversion of your heart and mind, are what you have begun to hear within this continuum of time, and the application through love and forgiveness of self-recognition is going to show you that this world was over a very long time ago and that you've been dreaming this dream of death. You listen with me. This so-called 2,000-year-old scripture happened yesterday. He's here. He's resurrected, and he's back. He's standing with you right now, instructing you in this regard about the certainty that he will represent you next to you within this continuum until we converge together in the idea of the healing process of the light of our minds. Listen. I am the Holy Son of God Himself. I cannot suffer. I cannot be in pain. I cannot suffer loss nor fail to do all that salvation asks. A miracle has lighted up all dark and ancient caverns where the rites of death echoed since time began. For time has lost its hold upon the world. The Son of God has come in glory to redeem the lost, to save the helpless, and to give the world the gift of His forgiveness. Who could see the world as dark and sinful when God's Son has come again at last to set it free? What a lovely idea. God has come again at last to set it free, because inevitably the only thing that is really occurring is the freedom of you within your own mind, contained within your own dream of death. I'm a figure now representing the resurrection of the Saviorship of Jesus Christ in His message to you that the time of your salvation is at hand. Look with me, not based on the world at all, but based on your need to discover an alternative not contained within the insanity of pain and death that constitute this world. In its simplest fashion, my dear brother, this is the time and place when you said to me very simply, I've had enough of this world. From the time Jesus arrives here within this continuum, He says to you, you've had enough of this world. No part of this world will ever be true. There is no truth in your Father. He has been a liar from the beginning. I am here now with you within your consortium of the dream of death in His course in conversion, His course in enlightenment, His course in miracles, His course in your capacity to utilize the power of your mind to heal the sick and to raise the dead based on this divine scripture of His testament of your perfection. It's an ancient promise that we made to each other when we entered into this continuum. You're listening to me? It's time for you to fulfill the agreement that you made through Jesus, through His mind. The ordeal you're going to experience will be the moment that you stand up and start to declare it, because I assure you this space-time contingency has been designed literally to attack and deny the offering of the power of light that you're representing to them through your body reassociation at this time and in this place. I am a follower of Jesus of Nazareth who has undergone an experience of my own revelation through the recognition of the assignment He gave to me on His return from outside this time parameter. My function here, as the function of now thousands becoming millions of us, is to establish a new consortium continuum of time where available to the lonely dead ones will be the full conversion of their mind as they undergo a transfiguration of light followed by a resurrection. Listen with me. You who perceive yourself as weak and frail, with futile hopes and devastated dreams, born but to die, to weep and suffer pain, hear this. All power is given unto you in earth and heaven. There's nothing you cannot do. You play the game of death, of being helpless, pitifully tied to disillusion in a world which shows no mercy to you. Yet when you accord it mercy, will its mercy shine on you. Then let the Son of God awaken from his dream, his sleep, and opening his holy eyes, return again to bless the world that he made. In error it began, but it will end in the reflection of his holiness, and he will sleep no more and dream of death. Then join with me today. Your glory is the light that saves the world. Do not withhold salvation longer. Look about the world and see the suffering there. Is not your heart willing to bring your weary brother rest? They must wait your own release. Look, they stay in chains till you are free. They cannot see the mercy of the world until you find it in yourself. They suffer pain until you've denied its hold on you. They die till you accept your own eternal life. You are the Holy Son of God himself. Remember this, and all the world is free. Remember this, and earth and heaven are one. Remember this, Savior of the world. I want to express to you, in the short time that I have left, obviously I'm just a visitor here. Say that to me, I'm just a visitor. Yeah, cool. The whole teachings of Jesus, just stop by here for a moment. You offer the solution and you know perfectly well you're not from here and we're going to escape it together. Okay, in the moment in which you continue to suffer the idea that you're a human being in pain and death, I'm occurring with you as he occurred with me and with everyone who enters into the new continuum to show us the new resolution of mind in which we share the joy through forgiveness of escaping from this place of pain and death. So death was a construction in your own mind, and it's not true. In his resurrection, you see the entirety of a reformulation of this earth, world, continuum of time, which is actually in your mind. And this holy scripture of last week, or 1,000 years from now, or 100,000 years ago, okay, have allowed you to see in this instant, in this representation of the sharing of our love for each other, your escape from this time. Thank you with all my heart and mind for allowing me the privilege of representing Jesus to this continuum. It has been what seems to be a long time coming. But you remember that all of this is always already over. This is the time and place where you have decided to resurrect. And everyone around you who has been waiting for you will join with you in this joyous occasion. I'll be seeing you sooner than you think, okay? You'll be leaving here probably in about 32 minutes. I would appreciate within the consortium of your identity if you would consider carrying the message of our Savior Jesus back into this world for just a moment. The decision will be yours to make. Because God goes with us wherever we go, being the power and mind that we employ in order to be the agency of conversion in which we escape this space and time. Shall we say it together? God bless us, everyone. I saw you recognize yourself. Your time is up. Carry this message with you and watch how the world is converted. I'll be seeing you very soon. God bless us, everyone. A little light there. Was that you? Welcome back.